This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
While much of the world waits on today's summit, again, under 3 hours from now, many in Washington are anxiously awaiting the release of a report about the FBI's investigation into the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge has a preview tonight.
The report investigating the FBI and Justice Department's handling of the Clinton email case should be revealed in a matter of days. A source close to the process expects Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz to brief lawmakers on Thursday morning, then post the report online. The report, which includes a classified section, is said to be longer than the 500-page investigation into the Fast and Furious scandal. A former Justice Department official said the Inspector General normally gives cooperating witnesses like the former FBI director a chance to respond, and that may explain the delays.
One possibility is that there are a lot of people who take strong exception to what the Inspector General is about to say. They want to push him off his conclusions. They maybe want to introduce additional evidence that vindicates them, and the Inspector General has to give them time to submit that.
In a separate development, the Republican chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee is asking the current FBI director to explain why names and initials are redacted in text messages between FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page. Senator Ron Johnson said there's no national security reason, and the redactions frustrate congressional oversight.
My whole point of my investigation, we've been doing this for 3 years now, is to make the public aware, full disclosure, so that the FBI and the Department of Justice can regain their integrity.
The back and forth between the Justice Department and Capitol Hill over access to FBI records about an alleged confidential source in the Russia case intensified with a new Tuesday deadline to produce records. In this letter to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, Republican Chairman Devin Nunes said, "Your continued refusal to permit members of Congress and designated staff to review the requested documents is obstruction of a lawful congressional investigation."
Senior Justice Department officials said the Deputy Attorney General, FBI Director, and the nation's Intelligence Chief, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, look forward to briefing congressional leadership on Thursday, which has passed the new House committee deadline. Brett?
He said the central question, in his opinion, is did Hillary Clinton and her cronies get preferred preferential treatment in her email server investigation for political reasons? On the surface, it leads you to believe that. And this is the thing that's so unfair about all this, is that it makes us all into conspiracy theorists, because, you know, as we've said so many times here, and you probably will forever hear it, because this seems to be consistent with my experience, is that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. You can just let it fly, and especially in this information age in which we live in. And then, oh yes, let's bring in I hate Donald Trump. And so anything that serves the end to support any kind of Republican, because we've become so partisan, well, God forbid that that would happen. I mean, you know, truth is thrown out the window. Let's ignore the truth, and let's just you know, do what we can, if we, including obstruction, if that need be. And so, but meanwhile, we'll tell everybody else, we'll speak words of honesty to the public and say, you know, we want to make sure we get down to the bottom of this, you know, their typical wording, so that this will never happen again. You've got to be kidding me. you know, they're not interested in getting to the bottom of this. This is all about CYA. And everybody is covering for everyone. The deep state, again, that the president has exposed here, is hanging out in the wind. And we'll see if this IG report, what it does to further expose, you know, this deleterious shadow government that has been operating, that has really robbed we the people of our rightful authority and position. How dare they? How dare they? But we have got to find a way, as you know, as a populace, as being in the position of authority to let officials, even those that aren't elected, to know that this is unacceptable, right?
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Sheriff Richard Mack, who is retired, joins us, known as a champion of constitutional values. He's an author, a teacher, constitutional leader, and national leadership. We're going to be talking about the problem of federal government overreach and the injustice of it all in various quarters. Sheriff Mack, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, good. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate being on with you.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about government overreach. And this is a bit systemic if people do not understand. And this is something that our founding fathers understood when they were talking about, should we be a centralized or a decentralized form of government? And this dynamic tension continues on to this day. In fact, Senator Mike Lee has written, quite a revealing book that brings back into focus the dynamic tension that was taking place during the founding of our country and the discussion in the Bill of Rights and, back and forth. And, some of these nuances and things are so important for us to understand that those arguments and conversations were had back then, but it's almost as if we've conveniently forgotten what was discussed then, and so let's have the conversation and reinvent the wheel one more time. But the very thing, as I see it, Sheriff Mack, that we're dealing with today is a systemic issue, and that is when the federal government gets the mindset that one size fits all. Am I right in observing that?
Yes, you are, and it's much worse. And in fact, I thought it was the epitome as to why President Trump wanted to drain the swamp. Mm-hmm. However, many of the abuses by federal bureaucrats have gone unnoticed, and we continue to have staunch leaders in Washington, including Mike Lee and Rand Paul, shrug this off. And even those who have written books about this, Senator Lee and Senator Rand Paul, both have written books. In fact, Rand Paul's is called Government Bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Yet the government has bullied one of his constituents, and he won't do anything about it. And I didn't get in. I didn't want to come on your show to bash anyone, except I just have been so frustrated by the lack of movement on this issue. And let me give you an example. Rand Paul is the senator of one Sam Girod, and if any of your listeners want to look at all of this, it's at thefreedomcoalition.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Girod is an Amish farmer from Kentucky. Admittedly, the Amish do not vote, but they are also very passive and do not commit crimes.
Mm-hmm.
As a whole, I'm sure, you know, there's a bad apple every, you know, in every organization or religion. But
well, they self-adjudicate for the most part. I mean, you know, there's the shunning process can be very powerful among the Amish.
Sure, of course. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Sam Girod made a salve, a kind of a Vaseline-type salve
mm-hmm.
out of chickweed and some other natural ingredients. It's all natural. It's you know, I didn't even know what chickweed was until I went to his home and met with him and his family and had a wonderful lunch with them prepared by the Amish women. It was fantastic. It was a great experience. It was a piece of Americana.
Right.
Chickweed is a very innocuous, it's not a regulated substance at all. It's very innocuous, and I use it every day, and it helps with, like, little mosquito bites and stuff like that.
Right.
But anyway, the FDA went after him because he didn't get their permission to market this salve. And they lied to him, and they, you know, and he told them, okay, just stay away from me. I will ignore all of your stuff because you're liars. He tried to work with them, but they lied to him and stabbed him in the back. And so he said, I'll have nothing to do with you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they issued summons to him, and they issued warrants to him, and he ignored them. And he ended up in court. Ultimately, he was found guilty on 12 or 13 counts. Because the judge, of course, was able to manipulate the jury, as they do in most criminal cases that I've seen in my 20 years of law enforcement. And so he was found guilty, and he paid attention to some crazy patriot makeshift lawyer, self-appointed lawyer, and he kind of offended the court. Well, I went when he was sentenced to Lexington. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Whoa.
Let me tell you, most drug dealers, most first or second offense drug dealers, heavy drug dealers, don't get 6 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most of them get probation the first offense.
Right.
This is the first offense for this guy.
I mean, how do you go to jail and they say, what are you in jail for? Oh, selling chickweed?
Yeah. Yeah.
I go, what?
I know, it's ridiculous, and people look at this Amish farmer, even the jailers say this, the correction officers say what you just said. What did you do? And so we're all baffled by it.
Right.
And yet, I walked the halls a year and a half ago, I walked the halls of Congress trying to bring this to the attention of the Freedom Coalition members, Senator Lee, Senator Paul. I just met a couple of months ago with Rand Paul in person while he was out here in Arizona campaigning for Kelly Ward.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I am so perplexed why he and Senator Lee will do nothing about this.
What did Rand Paul say to you in your conversation?
Well, I had talked to his father on the phone. I know his father. I've shared the stage with Congressman Paul, or Dr. Paul, Ron Paul.
Right.
And he goes, oh, yeah, my dad talked to me about this. And I said, well, what are we doing about it? And he goes, well, you know, and I'm telling you, it was crickets. I cannot understand. And so I said, could you have one of your staff call me about this? Well, I had already been talking with his legislative liaison.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I had a falling out because he wanted me to do all the work on this, and I said, "Who's supposed to be doing this? Some former sheriff from Arizona or the senator from Kentucky?"
Right.
And all we wanted was a letter, perhaps hand delivered to the president, saying this needs to be addressed and we need to pardon this guy.
Exactly.
You know, and so if Trump is doing pardons, let's make them really worthwhile.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, of some kind of consequence. I mean, and I'm sure that there would be some kind of chuckle, but for this gentleman, for Sam Girod, not a funny deal. I mean, he's in jail right now, and you know, but I'm
prison.
Yeah,
federal prison. Yep.
He's in federal prison for chickweed.
Yes.
This is totally absurd. Sheriff Mack, I appreciate you coming on. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side of the break. this is kind of the stuff that goes on. You talk about these federal bullies, and this has been going on for decades, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for us to be aware and push back. We appreciate the sheriff being here and enlightening us on this, but we got to do something about it. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
That you gave me the star at the middle of my reach.
Live.
It's it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to fight the good fight. And we're grateful for Sheriff Richard Mack, retired, a champion of constitutional values, with us bringing to light, the injustices that are taking place and federal government overreach. You know, we've heard a lot, from John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute about how our government, battleground America. I mean, this is what's happening, to people across the country. I mean, this injustice with Sam Girard, and especially in light of what we're hearing from the, from D.C. and the president pardoning people. I mean, it's like, he's got a long ways to go. We're not even at 1% of the pardons that could be taking place. And of course, the media is going sideways because anything that Trump does is wrong, including trying to pursue peace in North Korea. But the sheriff is with us to enlighten us all the more. And what you want to talk about next, Sheriff Mack, is the SWAT teams that Department of Education is utilizing. I mean, Department of Education is SWAT. I mean, this is all, like you said, part and parcel and the left behind of the Obama administration, the over-empowerment of these three-letter agencies.
Yeah, it has been, and other presidents have done it as well. It wasn't just Obama, but Obama took it to the next level of allowing this bureaucratic nightmare. And what I call, if you go to our website, what I call is the creation of criminals, not the discovery of criminals, but that the laws and bureaucratic policies in this country have really made us a country, one nation under bureaucrats, not one nation under God.
Right.
And they've transformed this into such a bureaucratic nightmare for American citizens that people can't even touch water after a rain on their property or without the EPA coming down on them and putting people in prison. There's a guy in Idaho, a former Marine there that is in prison, Robertson, but he's not even on our list. And let me tell all your listeners, we have not made our list ubiquitous of all the thousands of people that could be there. We want to stay focused on this until we create a system, an organization or congressional or presidential commission to review all such bureaucratic arrests from the last 10 years and get innocent people out of prison. And could there be anything more worthwhile than this in America, where this is not supposed to happen, like you alluded to at the beginning? This is not what the founders intended. Mm-hmm. But and one good news is Steve and Dwight Hammond, we have seen an article that they have been placed in front of the president, and we're wondering why that's taking long, as long as it is. That one should have happened way before now.
Their story, this is ridiculous. I mean, they're charged with domestic terrorism for burning debris and foliage on their family ranch. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and I've met with Susie Hammond, Dwight's wife.
Right.
I've been in her home a couple of times, and I've met with her. She actually said that the process by which the BLM and the federal lawyers went after them, they offered them a plea bargain, but you know what that included? That the BLM would buy their land from them.
Oh, wow.
We're not giving our land. And that's when it all went south and they went to prison because they refused to sell their land to the BLM. And so this is really astonishing stuff that we've allowed this to go as far as it has.
Well, I mean, according to the website, real quick here, Sheriff Mack, because and I want to give you the direction. It's thefreedomcoalition.com. It's important you include that adjective article, thefreedomcoalition.com. I made that mistake, and so that's why I'm bringing it to your attention. But here it is. Steve and Dwight Hammond spent a year in prison, paid a $400,000 fine, according to your website, and this was raised by their neighbors, fellow ranchers, and friends, and were then released. Even the judge said the charges against them shocked the conscience of this court.
Correct. And it's astonishing how horrible they were treated. And then the judge said, I am not going to give them the minimum required sentence because it shocks the conscience of this court. He gave them Dwight a few months, and Steve got a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the because the federal government was so upset with them, they appealed it, and the stupid Ninth Circuit Court, of course, said they had to go back. The judge made the mistake, not the Hammonds. Mm-hmm. And so the judge could have been reprimanded or censored, but sending people who have already been released back to prison, that's absolutely unheard of. It's unprecedented, and it was ridiculous. They were not, what, to protect the citizens from these horrible terrorists? You know, it was ridiculous. And I will tell you another thing. While I was sheriff, the Forest Service did a controlled burn that got out of hand, and it burned over thousands of acres. This one only did 129.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we put federal agents in prison who've done the exact same thing as the Hammonds were accused of?
Yeah.
But no, the rule of law does not apply to everybody equally in this country. We already know that.
Yes, exactly.
And then when we have Jeremy Kettler and Shane Cox of completely following the law, completely obeying Kansas law in making a suppressor, in other words, a muffler, a silencer for a gun. And then Eric Holder comes in and says, no, we're going to arrest these guys because we're going to show that federal law. And this was his only intention, was to show that federal law supersedes state law. And so Eric Holder comes in and tries to make these two an example. One is a handicapped veteran.
Right, exactly.
An injured veteran. Being a Marine for the United States of America, our system has now made him a felon for the rest of his life. And do you know that the only way he becomes a unfelon from our country is President Trump?
He's got to be pardoned. Yes, without
doubt. He has to be pardoned.
Sheriff Mack, how many cases like this are we talking about across the country that you could put on the president's desk tomorrow and say, you know, let's pardon these guys?
We have access right now to dozens.
Mm-hmm.
What we fear.
So we're not talking millions of instances here. We're talking about less than 100, maybe.
Thousands, I would say.
Thousands, ultimately.
Because we haven't even reviewed the IRS arrest yet.
Oh yeah, right.
And you know darn well.
Yes.
With their record.
Well, all that Lois Lerner did and what she was able, and this is the other thing that galls me, is how she impacted. I mean, here the Democrats are so concerned about the legitimacy of every election, but yet they allowed the IRS to, you know, probably influence at least, I think, 6 voting cycles with the illegal actions that they took against conservatives.
Of course. And that's one of the reasons why my organization, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, never even applied for 501c3 under the IRS at that time and Lois Lerner, because we knew what they were doing, and I wasn't going to go through all that time and expense to do that. I'm not going to ask them permission to do anything.
Yeah, to come in and torment you.
Right, exactly. We didn't do it. So. And the other one that's so astonishing, people don't believe this one, Bill.
Okay, we got less than 60 seconds here, Sheriff Mack. You're going to be coming back because we've got more to talk about, but go ahead.
But what you've already discussed, so the SWAT team's being used by the Department of Education to collect on delinquent student loans. Absolutely absurd. People don't think it. Go to our website. You can see the video right there. It's on YouTube also.
TheFreedomCoalition.com is where you want to go. This is incredible stuff, ladies and gentlemen. This is happening in your country. Fortunately, we have a president that can do something about it more than ever before. And so we'll keep the pressure on. And Sheriff Richard Mack, look forward to having you back many times in the future right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much for the time and the information.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents.
services. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? 'Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of the day. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you ready to talk about some fun stuff? You know, June is a very popular month for baby showers because the fact is September is the month with the highest birth rate. So what happens when your sister, your best friend, or beloved co-worker is having a baby? Well, you know, hey, it's party time. You better believe it. A baby shower should be a personal, memorable, and fun event. But too often, you know, they end up feeling maybe a bit generic and boring and disappointing. But look, if you're in charge of throwing a baby shower but don't know where to start, well, help is here because we have celebrated events planner Nicole Marie Pittman. I mean, she is the perfect one to give us the advice that we need. Nicole, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm fantastic, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this. I know that, you know, when it comes to planning a baby shower, you know, like we said, you know, people want it to be memorable and to be unique and fun. And you've got some great ideas. So give us your top 5 tips for throwing a baby shower.
Absolutely. My top 5 tips are really simple. It's about the 5 F's. If you stick to these top 5 tips, you're going to be having the best experience ever. Mm-hmm. Tip number 1, food. Select a menu that is simple but yet diverse for all of your attendees. Tip number 2, favors. Favors that double as your decor will not only save you money, but they'll also add intrigue and serve as a clever and thoughtful way to further personalize your experience. Tip number 3, very simple, fun. Mm-hmm. Before the parents-to-be begins to open the gift ceremony, or, you know, have some fun with the guests because a lot of friends is having a co-ed shower. So throwing some games that are easy for create and entertain your guests with interacting with each other. And tip number four is your focal point. Decide on a focal point that's all about selecting the right location within your space, whether it be a home or a blank environment or a hotel, and consider this as a place, the first place for guests' eyes that should land when they, as soon as they enter into the room. And five is the finesse. When it comes to decor, it's all about how you choose to finesse your baby shower theme. Your goal should be creating a comfortable environment, inviting environment that is all about the parents to be.
Well, you know, these are great tips right here. I mean, this is awesome. You know, we've got, what, five F's to consider, starting with food. Yeah, you know, let's face it, every event is centered around food. Food is, you know, such a powerful drawing force and brings entertainment value in and of itself, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, that's kind of the gathering table and common thread. Mm-hmm. Where everyone unites and have an amazing experience.
And I love, you know, favors. You know, people who are very creative and can pull this off really add to the specialness of the event, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, and it doubles as not only the decor, but it also, you know, it's about the personalization. And honestly, that's really one of the great things that, you know, with me being able to talk about baby showers, but also talking about the perfect gift and working with HuggiesMadeByYou.com and launching the first ever personalized diaper. It's about personalization, and really that is the essence of a shower. How can you personalize and customize something that's personal yet practical? And so you know, favors, it can do that.
Right. And when you point out fun, you know, the people that are putting on the event need to realize that people want to have fun. I mean, they've got that, you know, in their favor, you know, moving in the right direction for an event like this. So don't be threatened, you know, because I know sometimes people feel a little threatened going, well, how can I make this fun? And it really doesn't take a whole lot, does it?
It really doesn't. And again, you know, with the trend of having colored showers, having fun and elements and games that incorporate both male and female and coming together and creating some fun elements, you know, that gets everyone involved, you know, really makes it special and incorporates an experience.
Well, Nicole, what are some of the trends that you're seeing out there?
The trends that I'm releasing right now is all about personalization. How can you add monograms and the names and, you know, also giving the best gift?
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the best gifts, what are some of the best gifts for a new mom?
In my opinion, you can never go wrong with a new, and in fact, it's gift-giving season. In my opinion, you can never go wrong with giving diapers. But being a mom, that's really what it's all about. There's an abundance of diapers, and it's all about the power to personalize and the perfect combination of practical and personal. So being able to go and have a diaper that you can personalize and give as a gift, it is the thing to do.
I always thought we should buy stocks in diapers, you know, when you have a young one coming, you know, because there's never enough diapers. And so, hey, that might be a good stock option. Just, you know, a little sidebar thought is all, you know.
That as well as literally the best gift that will be the most memorable by the parents to be. They will be like, Phil, thank you so much. It's the perfect bridge to personal and practical.
Yeah. And speaking about personal, I mean, this is a personal event. And so let's talk about your favorite touches to personalize a baby shower celebration.
Absolutely. Well, one thing that I love with the partnership is the collections that they have. So there's five collections, and every collection, I believe, speaks to a different parent. They have Little Hero. So if you have some parents who are just avid sports fans, that is the movie collection that's talking to them. Bright World reminds me of going to a beach in summertime and flamingos and sandals. Mediterranean Mama is like this vintage style, you know, boho chic. You know, so that really honestly just sets the bar, especially if you are the host of shower and or giving the gift. This literally speaks on so many different levels, and it's a win-win for the host as well as the parents to be.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Nicole Marie Pittman, a celebrated event professional with nearly a decade of experience designing events for an impressive list of clients, including popular artists, influencers, state officials, chefs, and nonprofits. She's the founder, principal planner, and chief curator for her own namesake company, Nicole Marie Events. Today, Nicole is one of Chicago's most sought-after names for corporate and social experiences. Nicole, when looking for a unique party space in our area, what should we be looking for?
A space that you can personalize, but most importantly, go to HuggiesMadeByYou.com, and that's really going to be the winner, the gift. It's all about the gift.
Yeah, it is about the gift, and it's also, as you talk, it draws in that focal point, as you were, one of the five F's that you were explaining earlier is deciding on that focal point, all about selecting the right location within your space, and you will consider this as the first place your guest's eyes should land when they enter the room. It's something that says, welcome, and this is a happening, and we're going to have fun here, right?
Absolutely.
And again, I'm going to give you a moment here to talk about the importance of finesse, as you call it, about the decor.
It is about the decor, but it's hidden to the five F's. It's perfect. And also, again, HuggiesMadeByYou.com is a personal gift for personal and practical, and you will be a winner for all.
Okay, so a review of the five F's. We got food, we got favors, we got fun, we got focal point, we got finesse, and that makes that's a great outline for a successful event, especially if you're in charge of putting the event together. Again, Nicole, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for all the information they need to know.
HuggiesMadeByYou.com.
And also, you can go to Nicole's website as well. It's NicoleMarie.events, and it's all right there for you as well. Nicole, you've been awesome. I thank you so much for all these great ideas.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, Bill.
All right, take care.
All right, you too.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away.
Hey, we're back with the America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. John Tamney joins us now, author of The End of Work. John Tamney, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about some of the G7 fallout and a little bit of, what White House officials called a little bit of stabbing in the back by our good neighbor, the Canadian, the Prime Minister, Trudeau. What's going on here?
How unfortunate for all concerned. Let's never forget that the ultimate trade deal is the one that opens up your country the most to the world's plenty. And the reason for that is simple. Individuals are the economy, and individuals benefit the most the more that they have the whole world competing to serve their needs. Individuals also benefit from the most from being able to divide up labor with the world the most. Free trade or openness to foreign goods is not about job loss. It's just about dividing up the work in the most advantageous way possible. And so I wish that Trump's negotiation had been that, yeah, we're the U.S. to show you how prosperous we are. We're going to lower the tariffs on you to zero because that's what advantages our people the most. You guys follow us or you remain stagnant and slower than we are. I wanted that kind of negotiation, not this one that says we're being hurt. I think the U.S. should lead on trade. It shouldn't be the one shrinking.
It's a different approach to the same problem. I like your idea, John. I think, that would be, not so adversarial. But for some reason, this is the style of this president, which doesn't make him, doesn't make it bad. I mean, it's like we'll probably end up at a similar destination here. In either case, it just presents us a little bit more gentler and kinder, especially at a time when we could use a little bit more kindness.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got to be remembered that the U.S. is the example for the rest of the world. And it's concerning when the U.S. isn't talking about free trade, what country's going to. And this is important because it is always and everywhere advantageous. Let's look at Hong Kong. It doesn't have any tariffs. And so by that measure, it suffers, quote, suffers an uneven playing field with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, it's the most prosperous city-state in the world, and that it is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we're working is to get things in return, and so the Hong Kongers get to get the world's plenty tax-free.
Yes.
But most important, they get to divide up work with the rest of the world. We're much more productive when we divide up the work because it allows us to specialize.
Mm-hmm.
Rich countries are open to the world's plenty, and they don't worry about what the rest of the world does. Now, what's important is if Trump had said to the G7 nations, we're getting rid of these tariffs altogether. We love our people too much to tax what they want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
What he would see very quickly is that the prosperity in the U.S. would go skyward, and that other countries would want to mimic our leadership. And so I think that's how he should have led. I don't see how it helps us for him to shrink the U.S. by saying, oh, we need protection. Oh, you're taking advantage of us. That's not how we are in the U.S. We want to engage with the rest of the world. We're the most voracious consumers on earth. We
right.
want what the world produces.
John, you bring up an excellent point here, and you've altered my thought on this as well. In fact, it's like one of those V8 moments, you know. Should have had a V8. So I appreciate the sobriety of your perspective on this, you know, because it's easy, you know, to feel like, look, we've been taken advantage of, and we get caught up in that to where, you know, it's it can be abrasive, whereas we might be able to accomplish the ends here a little bit more gentler, as I said earlier, and to where it truly is win-win, and because of the power position America is in, that we can do so by example.
Yeah, it can't be stressed enough that the only way our people will ever get taken advantage of is if we put up tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is simple. If the rest of the world can't compete to serve the needs of our people, then it's easier for businesses here to keep prices higher or to not serve, meet their needs as well. They don't have as much competition. When businesses aren't exposed to competition, they get flabby. It's that
mm-hmm.
simple.
Oh, no
so
question.
If we love American business, which we do,
right.
let's open it up to global competition.
Exactly.
By extension, if we love the American worker, well, we're working to get what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's open up our markets so that the American worker can be served by the most talented people on earth, regardless of where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
The track record here is unshakable. And so I kept hearing about these bad deals, these bad trade deals. Look, bad trade deals are the ones that raise tariffs on your people. Those
mm-hmm.
are the ones where your people get ripped off.
Right.
But when you're open to the rest of the world, you've got the ultimate deal because, again, everyone's fighting feverishly to serve your needs. We're a rich country precisely because we are open to the world's plenty, not because we're blocked off to it.
Right. John, does this bring into contest the whole globalism concept and what's going on? Because people, anything that smacks of openness and globalism, people right now are somewhat protective and hunkering down on this issue. But what I believe is that we'll probably find out that, hey, the nature of the world is that a little bit of globalism isn't going to hurt everybody. It's actually to their advantage if we do so in a measured and balanced sort of way, if that's possible.
Yeah, well, let's remember, once again, this is why the U.S. is so amazing. We're the baddest guys on the block.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 10 most valuable companies on earth, we've got 9 of them. We are number one. And I say this because the U.S. has the most to gain. Its companies and its workers have the most to gain from a globalized world. And the reason for that is that our companies are around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is particularly true when it comes to China. You know, Starbucks is a very successful U.S. company. Well, there are double the number of Starbucks in Shanghai than there are in New York.
Mm-hmm.
GM sold more cars in the first quarter in China than it did in all of North America. Apple's the most valuable company on earth. It sells 20% of its iPhones in China.
Mm-hmm.
Nike is the most important sports apparel brand in the world. it manufactures the most of what it does in China, but China is now its second largest market. For the U.S. to get in a trade war with this country that's still very poor relative to us is the equivalent of a company in the U.S. saying, oh, we're not going to any longer sell to New York City and Beverly Hills.
Right.
You could do that, but you'd be shooting yourself in the foot because that's what the biggest, richest consumers on earth. Why would the U.S. shut the biggest, baddest country on earth with the greatest companies shut off what has the potential to be the biggest market in the world? It's so self-defeating.
Right.
Look, we're the tough guy. Why do we want to be protected? No. We want to kind of strut our stuff around the world, and that's why we open ourselves up to the world's plenty, because we want to sell to the whole world. We're not small. We're the biggest and best.
Right. John, how do we manage this the stealing of of intellectual property?
I just think that's a totally overrated and oversold story. Let's look at it in two ways.
Mm-hmm.
For one, what would you steal? Jeff Bezos freely acknowledges that he spent billions of dollars on really failed ideas. And so this notion that it's easy to take good ideas and profit from them is belied by basic business history. But the more important thing is this. The IP story is going to take care of itself. And how we know this is basic. Big moments in business only happen once.
Mm-hmm.
There will never be another Bill Gates starting up an operating system. There will never be another Sergey Brin starting up a Google search system. And so when people in other countries, basically copy our ideas, which people have been doing for decades around the world, including our best entrepreneurs like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, that everyone steals ideas from others.
Right.
But when they do that, they're merely doing something that's already been done, and so they're entering a crowded market. But the great wealth comes from coming up with something all new.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that tells us is the Chinese are very ambitious. Thank goodness. Let's hope there are 100 Steve Jobs in China right now trying to figure out a way to serve our needs. Think how much better off we will be if they do that.
Mm-hmm.
If there are hundreds of Steve Jobs exporting their wares to the U.S. But the important thing is they have no incentive to continuously take intellectual property, because that's the path to average.
Mm-hmm.
The path to great, booming, yes, U.S.-style wealth is coming up with all new ideas. And guaranteed, precisely because the Chinese want to live like the Americans, the baddest guys on the block, eventually they're going to be just like us. And thank goodness, we're already the richest, highest living standard country on earth. Imagine how rich we're going to be when we've got 100 Steve Jobs in China meeting our needs in myriad ways. I am so jealous of the children of the future and their kids, how well they're going to live, because instead of China being a communist country murdering its people, it's going to be a booming economic country like the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how rich our descendants are going to be.
And of course, this vision and what you're sharing right now is on the heels of a historic summit that was just held in Singapore, which is could be the seedling of an incredible future for North Korea, could it not, John Tamney?
Let's hope. The only thing that I find shameful about that is I think Kim Jong-un and his whole family should rot in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Awful people who've been murdering their people. You know what the Koreans could do by South Korea if they're left free. I hate that Donald Trump is elevating this hideous man and putting on a global stage. That country's got an economy the size of Fairfax, Virginia. They were never a threat, and we should have ignored them and let him die of his own contradictions. But I didn't get my way. I didn't get my way on Cuba. I didn't get my way on Iran. I think we should.
Well, we appreciate the good fight there, John Tamney. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Get the O.